I started off as a brownie with my twin sister, and then I went up into guides, and then for some strange reason I went to Sea Scouts, and we were the first girls in the troop. It was a bit daunting, but yeah, it was a brilliant experience.
So you've been in the sort of scouting family all the way then, really?
Yeah.
And is that the same for all of you?
Yeah, same for me, because I would my twin
just,
sister.
Just do what you do, follow the sister's footsteps.
And Philippa as well, because she's one of my closest friends, so we all went together, kind of a little trio. So.
Now, of course, you're all celebrating at the moment because you've got Duke of Edinburgh Gold, but also I think it's fair to say the Queen's Scouts Awards, the highest of highest awards you can get in the scouting world. So talk me through Duke of Edinburgh first, that this is the gold award, so you can get the silver and the other levels as well, but you've got the top of that for starters as well. What do you have to do to get that and also to get the Queen's Scout Award as well?
We do a load of things. We had to do a residential project where me, Ellie and Frankie went to HMS St Albans for a week, and we just sailed around Plymouth and Portsmouth.
You went on HMS St Albans and just sailed around. Yeah. I think it was probably a little bit more glamorous than just a sailing around, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the best experience ever. It was so weird to be on there as well with the whole crew and just
seeing what they do is brilliant.
What do you have to do then?
Everything.
Yeah, we did everything they did, basically. We ate with them, we did all their duties, we went around all the ships. We did a Thursday war, which was like a practice battle.
Blimey.
So we did proper smoke screens and pretending that basically we were under attack and we had to do all the bracing if we were going to be hit and all sorts. It was really good.
It must have been quite an eye-opener.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
So that was part of the residential then? That's just one aspect of the whole award?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
What else?
We also had to do a service for a year.
What did you do then?
I did St John. So did my sister. And we also volunteered at the Keach Hospice as lifeguards, which was brilliant experience. Met some variety of people. Yeah.
It's great because I suppose it gives a sort of community feel. It gets you out and about in doing your bit and giving back to the community which you've grown up in.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Yeah. I went back to Rainbows to do my year at service.
Back to your roots, as the song goes.
Yeah.
So you did the Duke of Edinburgh Gold, but then you've gone one step further and you've got the Queen's Scout Award. Now that is, that's the biggie. What do you have to do to get that? How did you get it? And have you all been awarded it now already?
Not yet. We're going to get a certificate today at St George's Day Parade, and then we're going to Windsor on the 1st of May to collect it officially.
So, and do you get, you imagine that a Queen's Scout Award, you get to meet the Queen?
I don't think so, but
I don't know yet.
It would be brilliant.
We can dream about it.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great? So you're going to get awarded today, but also the sort of official awarding then at Windsor Castle. So what will happen today? What's going to be happening later?
Well, there's the big St George's Day Parade, which is an annual event in Luton where all the Beavers, Cubs, Scouts and Explorers
march through
the town centre from St George's Square to various churches throughout the town. And this year it's very early because of Easter and royal weddings and
That little thing that keeps popping up and getting in the way. Tell me about what's going to happen in Windsor, though, because this is the biggie. This is the big formal do, isn't it?
Definitely. We have to march around the town and then go into Windsor Castle and be inspected. So we have to be immaculate. Like, everything has to be
in place.
Ship shape.
Up all night the night before, shining your shoes. I presume it's quite a rare reward to get, is it?
Yeah. It is. I think people don't realise it's there to achieve. People do the Gold Duke of Edinburgh and don't realise you can go one step further to get the Queen's Scout Award.
How did you go the one step further, though? What do you have to do above and beyond the Gold Duke of Edinburgh to get the Queen's Scout Award?
We had to do an environmental badge and a faith badge. So the environmental, we went to Ampthill Park and did some research there. And the faith badge, we looked into Buddhism, which was really interesting. And we all found out stuff and we had to present it to one of the scout leaders.
Okay. So you've certainly, again, been out and about in the community.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What does having an award like this do for you in the long run, though? Because if you've got Duke of Edinburgh on your CV, I mean, that does a lot of good in the workplace. Presumably, this award is going to take you places.
Yeah, I was about to say CV, it does look really good. And plus, it gives you something to talk about in interviews for a university, for example. Like, you can talk about scouts and how you got there and everything like that. It just adds another string to your bow, really.
Did you set out thinking, we're going to go out and get this award? Or was it one of those that you did little bits along the way and then suddenly realised, well, hang on, I'm nearly there. I've only got to do a little bit more and I've got the biggest...